And let's go to the Demon Hotline. You're on Coast to Coast. What have you got for us?
Hello, George. My name is Linda Nichols, and I encounter demons continuously.
How so? Why? Why you, Linda?
Why me? Well, let's see. I started out as a... I'm in New York State, near Saratoga Springs, New York. And I started out as a real estate ghost investigator because it used to be the law in New York State that you had to list ghosts on your deed before you...
I think that's the same in Pennsylvania, isn't it?
Right. They rescinded it in New York State a couple of years ago, but I still get...
Okay, but you got to tell me a little bit. Okay, so you, while this thing was still law, they would hire you.
Currently, I just sent some demon pictures in, hoping you were going to have a demonologist on tonight. So I was going to send some current pictures of demons in. My other position is I am also a Roman Catholic spiritual director.
What is a Roman Catholic spiritual director?
I am certified. I was educated and certified at a Benedictine monastery as a spiritual director. I help people on they're having problems connecting spiritually with God and who would like to increase their spirituality and need someone to walk them through. I have been encountering a lot of people who have been out doing, now since ghost hunting has become very, very popular on television, all these amateur ghost hunters going out, not having any training, not knowing what they're going to come in contact with, and they've been collecting a lot of negative energies and entities that have been following them home. I've been getting calls in the morning, can you come bless my house? I've got something here. It's moving things around.
And do you show up?
Yeah, I go out in the middle of the night, yes.
Hey, by the way, before this conversation with you is done, I'm putting you on hold because I want Tom to get your phone number because you are the female version of Father Malachi Martin. I've been looking for you for someone to put on this program on a regular basis. So don't hang up, okay?
Okay. So anyhow, I just finished doing, a friend of mine just purchased a business down in Saratoga Springs. Saratoga is very famous for its mafia. It's also very famous for its spring water. The building that he has had a building fire in it in 1902. Not only did the building burn, but the entire block burned.
Oh,
there are natural caves that have been bricked off and are used as storage tunnels from these businesses. They go underneath Broadway in Saratoga Springs. This at one time had an underground ocean. There was also an earthquake here, so there's a natural fault line that runs down to the middle of the city. These were used as storage areas, some for just storage, some for to hold ice back in the 1800s. They used ice. They stored them in. When this block burnt in my friend's store, they had found six people that had gone into this tunnel, hopefully trying to gain access through the street where the ice chute used to be. In the meantime, while going through there, I took some pictures, which I sent to you in the email, and they found these demons showed up. There's a fire demon. Another one that I've encountered when I have worked with people. I'm also on a prayer team that is a backup prayer team that specializes in a special ministry.
What's a backup prayer team? What do you need a backup prayer team for?
When someone has an assigned ministry, they need a support staff. Basically, we're the pit crew.
Okay. It's like when a priest is performing an exorcism.
Has a pit crew, right?
Yeah, he's got his crew there ready to help out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyhow, so I have encountered some of these ghosts before. One of them is long, I call him Long Nose Demon. I sent a sketch in of what I normally have seen him. But his face changes, but he always has this long nose. I've got a couple pictures that I sent in of him. I sent a picture in of this fire demon. And these are current. These are photographs. I had a professional photographer that is on my team who said, yeah, these are not reflections or anything. One is in a glass case. He said, no, these are actual photographs. I can verify that these are actual photographs. And well, my background is actually, I was a psychiatric social worker. I'm retired now. And I quite often was accosted when I would go through the ward to visit some of my patients.
By demons?
By people who were possessed.
Okay.
Coming out and attacking me, saying, "Servant of God, I want you out of here."
And what do? Stick a cross on their forehead or something?
No, since you're not allowed to bring religion onto the mental health ward, because it does actually irritate a lot of patients, I just very quietly put my hand on them and say,
What was the worst time you've had with a spirit or a demon that really scared you?
The worst time I had when I was had a girl in for spiritual direction, and we were going through some prayers, and all of a sudden her head changed into a very large serpent's head. Her neck stretched out, and it came over and got right in my face and spit in my face.
As a serpent?
As a serpent.
No, come on. You were imagining something.
I am not imagining anything. Remember, I have a background in psychology.
This was a huge serpent
head. This was a huge serpent head. I have seen other people's faces change, their voices change, but this was the most in-your-face demon I have ever seen in my life.
What if she was a shape-shifting reptilian alien?
I'm protected. I always, being educated by the Benedictines, I wear a St. Benedict medal. St. Benedict is the patron saint of exorcists. All exorcists, priests who do exorcisms, all have St. Benedict medals.